It's Rosh Chodesh tonight. Guten Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. It's interesting that the Gemara learns out in a few places, in Shavuos and Pesachim, Tainas, that the source that every Rosh Chodesh is referred to as a Mayed, that means that Rosh Chodesh has the status of a Yom Tov, we derive from Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. The Gemara says in Tainus that that year, the year of the Meraglim, they added a day to Tammuz, which means that Rosh Chodesh Av was 2 days, and therefore the Meraglim came back on Erev Tisha B'Av, and that's when they cried the night of Tisha B'Av, based on the words Kara Alai Mayed in the Megillas Eicha. From there we derive that every Rosh Chodesh is called Mayed. It's a pella that we would learn out that every Rosh Chodesh is called Mayed from Rosh Chodesh of the most tragic month of the year, the saddest month of the year, beginning of the 9 days, is the limud that every Rosh Chodesh is called Mayed. That tells us, says the Pri Tzadik, that Bepnimius, this is the most joyous month. The Gemara says, Kishem Shemishanichnas Oda Marbin Besimcha Kach Mishanichnas Ov Memaatin Besimcha, or vice versa. Just like when Ov arrives, we decrease in Simcha. When Adar arrives, we increase in Simcha. The parallel, the comparison is that what happened to Adar will happen to Ov. And just as Adar was originally a sad month, it was the month in which we mourned the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu, which began on Zayin Adar. It was a month of Yogain, especially when the Jews found out in the time of Mordechai and Esther that they're going to be, at least there was a Havamina, that they were going to be annihilated in Adar. But the month was turned around. Nepach miyogain l'simcha, me'eva l'yamtif. So too the same will happen to Menachem Av. Tonight is the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen, Zchusa Yogan Aleinu, whose midah is what's going to help us transform Av into Adar, from Yogain to Simcha, which is the midah of Ayhev Shalom, Vereid of Shalom. We begin tonight the fifth month. We begin this week the fifth Sefer of Chumash, Sefer Devarim. The Sefer that starts off where Moshe Rabbeinu speaks El Kol Yisrael, to every single Jew. And that's how the Sefer ends. Le'enei Kol Yisrael. So clearly Devarim is unique in that it is the Sefer of Kol Yisrael, which cannot be said passively by any other Sefer of Chumash. Sefer Bereishis, for example, it's before Matan Torah. Sefer Shemais begins Ve'ela Shemais B'nai Yisrael, doesn't end that way though. The only Sefer of the Chamisha Chumashim that begins with Kol Yisrael and ends with Kol Yisrael is Sefer Devarim. And Sefer Devarim corresponds, being the fifth Sefer of Chumash, to the fifth level of the Neshama. We know the Neshama, we mentioned many times, is split into five levels. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Yechida is the most concealed level of the Neshama, which every Yid has. Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael, Klolus Yisrael. The level that will be revealed after the fifth Golus. After every Golus, another level of the Neshama, of the five levels, are revealed. We are now waiting for the fifth level, now that we are in the Golus Yishmael, the fifth Golus, which is the level that will be revealed to the entire Klal Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael will experience some form of Geula. The Vilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach, the Pasuk says, there will be no one will stray behind, no one will be lost, everyone will have a Tikkun, eventually, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba. And the fifth Sefer of Chumash corresponds to the entire Klal Yisrael and corresponds to the Geula from the fifth Golus, in which the Yechida HaKlolus will be revealed. This we begin as we begin the fifth month, the month of Menachem Av, which has the potential of being and will be the most joyous month of the year, the month in which we have Leidas Mashiach. Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach. The month of Chamisha Asa B'Av, the Yom Tov of Chamisha Asa B'Av, and as we mentioned on Shabbos, we spoke on Shabbos a little bit, that just as the Churban was in Av, the Binyan will also be in Av. So says the Yalkut in Melachim, that the Binyan will be in Av as well, in Mazel Aryeh. Tonight begins Mazel Aryeh. Aryeh The word Aryeh is equal to 216, equal to the word Gevurah. And that's how many hours there are in the 9 days. In the 9 days, 9 times 24 is 216. It's about 216 hours during the 9 days. Kemisper Aryeh. Kemisper Yirah. Aryeh is the same letters as Yirah. This is an awesome month. A month that we're afraid of. 9 days. A month we have to be careful during this time. Right now, Bizman HaGolus. But it will turn around and will be the most joyous time. Now, Sefer Devarim begins, we spoke about this last year at length, I'm not going to repeat it, but there are always new tidbits that are in this Chadesh. It begins with, Achrei HaKoysa Yaisicha Yin Melech HaEmoiri V'Yais Oig Melech HaBoshan. And it ends with Oig Melech HaBoshan. And we mentioned last year and last week and a number of times that the Megala Amukah says that Sichain is Edom and Oig is Yishmael. Oig Melech HaBoshan, the only king that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of. Al Tira Oisai, this pasuk is repeated, it said it already in Chukas, it's repeated here again in Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu describes at length here, even more than the first time around, Oig Melech HaBoshan's bed, his large size, and how he was conquered, and how all the cities that belonged to him were transferred to Menashe. This we spoke about last week, and we'll elaborate a little bit on it. Why Menashe? Menashe gets Oig Melech HaBoshan's portion. The only one who gets Oig Melech HaBoshan's portion is Menashe. The rest, that's Reuven and Gad, they receive the portion of Sichon Melech HaEmoiri. They don't touch Oig Melech HaBoshan's portion. Menashe gets Oig Melech HaBoshan. We see it here, we see it in next week's parasha as well. Goylon BaBoshan LaMenashe. The Golan, which is in the portion of land of Menashe, the Golan Heights, or at least part of it, is the portion of land that belonged originally to Oig, and now it's in the portion of Menashe. Why is Menashe Zoicha to the portion of Oig Melech HaBoshan? The conquest of Oig is a metaphor to the Zman of Geula, because when Oig is conquered, Oig Melech HaBoshan is no longer a threat. We're able to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's the last klipa, the last tumma that prevents us from going into Eretz Yisrael. Just like today, the last klipa is the klipa of Yishmael. What's the connection? This parsha in general is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael what could have been had they not sent the Meraglim, and what happened because they sent the Meraglim. That's most of this parsha speaks about that. The first part of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them what they lost. And had they not sent the Meraglim, they would have gone right into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Boyu Urishu Es Ha'aretz. Hashem told us when we left Har Sinai for the first time, go and conquer the land. And Rashi brings here, Pnu Usu Lochem Uvoyu Harho Emoiri V'yal Kol Shecheinov. Says Rashi, Amoin Umoyo V'Har Seir. That means that it was originally intended that we go straight into Eretz Yisrael and conquer the three nations, Amon, Moav, and Edom, those that were not allowed to conquer as of yet, had we not sent the Meraglim. And Rashi brings here from Chazal, Boyu Urashu, Ein Ma'arer B'davah, no one is going to contest you at all, you're not going to have to fight any wars. Ilu Lasholchu Meraglim, Lahayu Tzrichim L'Klei Zayin. Had they not sent the spies, they wouldn't have needed any weaponry. They would have just gone right in, and everything would have fell right before them. However, starting from Shlishi, it says, Vatikrvanei Lai Kulchem, and you said, Nishlacha Anoshim Lefoneinu, and then everything goes downhill, and the Psukim here go through the whole story of the Meraglim in detail, repeating and also teaching some new details that happen in the story of the Meraglim. We see here too that it was their lack of Emunah. Uvadovar Hazeh Einchem Ma'aminim B'Hashem Elokeichem. You don't believe. Can it be they didn't believe? What does that mean? Uvadovar Hazeh Einchem Ma'aminim B'Hashem Elokeichem. And after this, Moshe Rabbeinu says, we came to Amon, we have to go around. We came to Esav, we have to go around. We came to Moab, we have to go around. We were not able to go into these countries because of Chet HaMeraglim. We fell into Golus, and therefore we are not going to conquer these three lands until the future when Mashiach will come. And then at the end of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu discusses the conquest of Sichon and Oig. And he says, Vayihi chasher tamu kol anshe hamulcham olamus mikerev ha'om. And it was after all the men of war died out. That was that entire generation that was decreed that they will not go into Eretz Yisrael. After they died, then Vayedaber Hashem Elai Lemor. So Rashi brings here from Chazal that the 38 years from Shiluach HaMeraglim until now, Hashem did not speak to Moshe Ponim El Ponim with the same Chiba as he did prior to that, which is proof that the Shechina doesn't rest even on the Nevi'im only because of Klal Yisrael. But after that entire generation died out, again, Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayedaber Hashem Elai Lemor. And what is Hashem telling Moshe there, the first prophecy that Moshe Rabbeinu receives after that entire generation dies out? About Sichain and Oig. And it's interesting. The Gemara says one of the reasons we celebrate Chamisha Asa Ba'av is because Boi Kolu Meisei Midbar. That's the day that the generation that had to die out in the desert finished dying. So Tosfos there says, really, they finished dying on Tisha B'av. That's when they finished dying, because they would dig a grave every year on Tisha B'av, and some died and some didn't. That year, they dug, and no one died. They thought that they erred. They thought perhaps it wasn't Tisha B'av. But then when the moon was full, they realized it's obviously already Tisha B'av, then it was Chamisha Asa B'av. So it was only revealed on Chamisha Asa B'av that Kolu Meisei Midbar. But the actual Kolu Meisei Midbar was on Tisha B'av. The same day that it was decreed on them that they're going to die, that's the same day that they stopped dying. And right after that, the Nevuah returns to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is learn from the Pasuk in this week's Parashim. The Shabbos prior to Tisha B'av, this Shabbos, Shabbos Chazayin. The Pesukim, therefore, the Parasha is teaching us what Tisha B'av could be, what Tisha B'av ought to be, what it was supposed to be, what Tisha B'av became. Prior to the Meraglim, after the Meraglim was the first Yerida of Tisha B'av. The Mishnah in Tainus that tells us about the five tragedies that occurred on Tisha B'av. The first thing was Nigzru al Aviseinu, Shelo Yichnesu the Eretz Yisrael. The decree that Klal Yisrael will not enter Eretz Yisrael was issued on Tisha B'av. That's when they cried, and they cried for nothing. Bechiyah Shel Chinam, the Gemara says, you cry for nothing, I'll give you a reason to cry this night every year. So the first reason why we celebrate Chamisha Asa B'av really should be why we celebrate Tisha B'av. It's the Tisha B'av of the future, remnant of the Tisha B'av of the future, when the Nevuah will return, when the Nevuah will be restored. And that's hinted here in this parasha, that after they all die out, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu again, and he speaks to him about going further and conquering the two obstacles that are preventing Klal Yisrael from going into Eretz Yisrael, the twin towers, Sichain and Oig. But the Torah elaborates very much about Oig, as we discussed last year at length, the fact that Oig has a bed that's 9 amos long, Teisha amos, Teisha, the 9 days, because Oig Melech HaBoshen corresponds to Tisha B'av, Sichain is Tammuz, is Shivasa B'Tammuz. When we conquer Sichain and Oig, we conquered Shivasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'av. Moshe gave the Yecholus, the Koyach, by conquering these two kings, that in the future we'll be able to overcome, and the 3 weeks will be transformed, the 9 days will be turned around, and we will be Zeicha to Geula. When we go back in Chumash, and we learn a little bit about Menashe and Ephraim, we find that there was a major dispute between Yosef and Yaakov, who's first, right? Yaakov believes that Ephraim is greater, and that's why he's Sikelis Yodov, he switches his hands. Yosef insists that Menashe is the oldest, Menashe HaBechor. What are they arguing about? So the Ostrovtzer writes in his Sefer Oir Torah, the Ostrovtzer, the one that's been quoted recently about the Birchas HaChama, the Ostrovtzer writes in his Sefer on Chumash that Menashe and Ephraim symbolize two different drachim in Avodas Hashem. Menashe is Sur Meira, and Ephraim is Asei Toiv. The Pasuk says that Sur Meira comes first. One must first eradicate the evil before doing good. One must first cleanse himself before doing mitzvahs. That's the way it's really supposed to be, but we can't really do that, because if we would do that, we would never end up doing anything good. There's too much ra to remove. And that's the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, says the Baal Shem Tov. Beis Shammai's shita always was Sur Meira comes before Asei Toiv. That's the shita of Midas Hadin. That's the way it ought to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. David HaMelech says, Sur Meira, and then Va'asei Toiv. However, Beis Hillel says, no, Ma'at min ha'or doicha harbi min ha'choshech. A little light automatically banishes the darkness. You do good, so automatically the Ra dissipates. Asei Toiv is first. For our generation, for generations that cannot not only our generation, but in general, the generations were not the masses of people were not able to live up to such high standards of having Sur Meira before Asay Toiv. Beis Hillel's Shita, therefore, was Asay Toiv comes first. And there are examples given by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and others for him, where we see that Beis Shammai holds this way and Beis Hillel holds differently. And this is the original Machlokes is Yosef and Yaakov. Yosef, we see, is Midas Hadin. Yosef says about himself, Es ha'Elohim ani yorei. He's God-fearing. His Midas is Sur Meira. Yosef is Sur Meira. He can't stand any Ra. That's why, Vayave Yosef as the Bosom Ra El Avihem. Yosef is like Beis Shammai. That's why Yosef and Menashe are very much related. Menashe is Sur Meira. Where do we see that? Because Menashe, when he was given his name, Yosef calls him Menashe, Ki Nashani Elohim es Kol Amoli. Hashem made me forget all my pain and my suffering, which Sfarim say, Nashani Elohim es Kol Amoli means, Nashani also means remove. Remove the Omol. Omol is Aveira. Hora Omol v'yolat shoker. Lo hibit oven b'yakov. V'loira Omol b'Yisrael. Solachol chatosi v'amoli. There are many rayas throughout Tanakh that Omol doesn't only mean toil, Omol also means sin. In Balak, lo hibit oven b'yakov. V'loira Omol b'Yisrael. So Nashani Elohim es Kol Amoli. Hashem removes, helps me forget my Omol, my Averis, which is Sur Meira. Ephraim, on the other hand, as I say, why was he called Ephraim? Ki Ephrani Elohim, be'eretz ani, Hashem made me fruitful. So that's the positive, doing good. So Menashe stresses the negative, the Shasa Loisase, Sur Meira, Esu Elohim ani yorei. And that's why Yosef was very connected to Menashe, and Menashe was always with him, while Ephraim was with Yaakov Avinu. Ephraim spent his time with Yaakov. So Yosef's opinion is like Beis Shammai, that Sur Meira is first, Menashe comes before Ephraim. And that's the way it's going to be. Because that's like Beis Shammai, and the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. The halacha will be like Beis Shammai, which means when we'll be on that level of La'asid Lava, when the world will be conducted al pi din, al pi midas hadin, Sur Meira will come first, and Menashe will be before Ephraim. So Yosef is right. He's right at a given time. Yaakov, though, is talking about, in general, Ba'olam Hazeh, where we cannot live up to such high standards, therefore Ephraim comes before Menashe. For now, Ephraim is before Menashe. But La'asid Lavai, Menashe, Isis Shemayna, in the world of Shemini, La'asid Lavai, after the Geula, Menashe will be first. After all, Menashe is the Bechor, and the Bechor will be reinstated. Just like Reuven is the Bechor, and Reuven will get his Bechorah back, and Klal Yisrael will get the Bechorah back. Menashe will be the Bechor again, Menashe will be first. Zohar tells us, Chassam Sofer speaks about this at length, and many Sfarim, Gala Mukas, and others, that the night of Tisha B'Av was the night in which the Malach, the Samach Mem, the Satan, the Yetzahara, dislocated the hip of Yaakov Avinu. The whole episode in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayeovek Ish Imoi, Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi, when was that? That was Leil Tisha B'Av. Ateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Kinoga B'Yerech Yaakov B'Gid Hanosha. The whole story of the Gid Hanosha was on the night of Tisha B'Av. Chassam Sofer goes further and says that every mitzvah, every loisaseh corresponds to another day of the year. There are 365 negative commandments, and there are 365 days. Every day of the year corresponds to another loisaseh. Tisha B'Av corresponds to Gid Hanosha. And the Zohar says, had the Malach not dislocated Yaakov's hip, there could not have been a Churban. The reason why there's a Churban is because the Gid Hanosha was removed. Al-Kain Vayoichlu B'nai Yisrael is Gid Hanosha. So the Binyan Shloimer writes that the Isser of Gid Hanosha will not be after Mashiach comes, since it's only a metaphor to Churban Veis HaMikdash. In the time of Geula, the prohibition against eating Gid Hanosha will be removed. Gid Hanosha, therefore, is associated with Tisha B'Av. It's the ninth mitzvah ever given, right after Bris Milah. It's the ninth mitzvah in the order of the Torah from Pru Revu, starting with Bereshis. It's the ninth mitzvah. Tisha B'Av is the ninth day of the 9 days. And if not for the Gid Hanosha being dislocated, there would be no Tisha B'Av. It was the left foot, according to most opinions, the left foot, which is the left side, which is the Hoid, we know it corresponds to the fifth Sphira, which the fifth Sphira corresponds to the fifth month, which is Menachem Av. The left leg, which is the leg that the Malach affected. And that corresponds to the fifth sphere, which is the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara says, V'ha-hoid zui Beis HaMikdash. Hoid became Dova, as it says in Eicha, as we're going to be reading, or hopefully not reading. Nisanani Shoimema Kol Hayoim Dova. Dova is the same letters as Hoid. Dava is the Nida, a woman who's a Nida. We're like a Nida in Golas. Yerushalayim is a Nida. Chet Chato Yerushalayim Al Kain Lenida Hayasa, says the Pasuk in Eicha. Al Zehoya Dove Libenu. Dove is the same letters as Hoid. Hoid, which is splendor, majesty, which is the Beis HaMikdash, was turned, unfortunately, into Dava, into Nida, Tuma. There are five different colors that are metame by a Nida, the Chamisha Mine Domim. Connected the Chamisha Gevurois, this happened in the Chodesh HaChamishi. Daniel writes, V'hoidi nepach l'mashchis, hoid became a mashchis. This all happens in the month of Av. In the month, this happened when the Gidah Anosha was dislocated. And it's a pella too, if you think about it. Menashe means to forget. Kinashani elakim is kol amoli. In Eicha it says Vatiznach Misholoi Nafshi Noshisi Toiva. Noshisi, which is the same shorish as Menashe. I forgot. Noshisi Toiva. I forgot all the good. Klal Yisrael suffers so much they forgot all the good of the past. The Sipurno writes that the reason why Yosef called Menashe, Kinashani elakim is kol amoli, he brings a pasuk in Yeshaya where it says that in the future we will forget all the tzoros of the past. The opposite, forget. And I was forgetting could be either forgetting that which is good or forgetting that which is bad. Yosef named him Menashe because in Mitzrayim he forgot his tzoros. He was the viceroy. He has children now. Nashani Elokim is kol amoli, and it's a metaphor to the time of the future when v'nishkichu kol hatzoros, all his tragedies will be forgotten. So clearly, the way the Sipurno learns Menashe, his name is a remez to the time of the future when the tzoros will be forgotten. When Mashiach will come, we'll forget that there ever was a golus. There'll be such an abundance of good, we'll forget the past. On the other hand, Tisha B'Av is a day that's associated with Shikcha. Lama lo netzach tishkochenu, shikach Hashem moyed v'shabbos. It seems like Hashem forgot us, chas v'shalom. The removal of the Gid Hanosha, the Sfarim say, was what gave a place that people should be able to forget, that caused forgetfulness. The reason why there's Shikcha Satoira is because of the Gid Hanosha. Because of Churban Beis HaMikdash and Shviras HaLuchas, which is all connected. But La'asid Lavoi, there will be Shikcha. The Shikcha will be that we'll forget the past, we'll forget the tzoros of the past, because there will only be good. On the Pasuk of Gid HaNasha, Rashi says, he brings the Pasuk, Nashani Elohim es kol amoli. When he talks about what Gid HaNasha means, Nasha means to move away, like to move away the sign, the dislocated hip was moved. It was removed from its where it's supposed to be connected. He brings two psukim, what nosha means. One is noshsa gvurasim, and then he brings this pasuk, nashani elakim es kol amoli. Clearly a remez that Menashe is a tikkun for Gid HaNasha. Menashe is when we will forget the tzoros. Gid HaNasha is forgetting the good, noshisi toiva. The tikkun is when we forget the tzoros. That's Menashe. Therefore, Oig Melech HaBoshan's conquest, the conquest of Oig Melech HaBoshan, which is a metaphor to the time of the future, when Tisha B'Av will be conquered, when we will no longer be fasting on Tisha B'Av, was given to Menashe Dafka. Here, when it talks about Menashe, it says, Kinashani Eloikim is Begamatria Oig Melech HaBoshan. Menashe is the tikkun for Oig Melech HaBoshan. And we see this even further, what the Megala Amukas brings down, a Pella de Gazach, also related to this week's Pirkei Avos, which Hashgacha Pratis falls out this year, Perek Sheini on Shabbos Chazoyin. Usually it's Perek Shlishi. But this year, because Chukas and Bolok were together, so this year we're going to be reading Perek Sheini this Shabbos. Says the Megala Amukas, bringing down from the Arizal, that Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel is the Nitzutz that exists in Oig Melech HaBoshan. Oig Melech HaBoshan had in him a Nitzutz, a spark of Kedusha. That spark of Kedusha is Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel. Somehow, Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel comes from Oig. So he's merames it in the words Boshan. Oig Melech HaBoshan. Boshan is Rosh HaTevis, Shimon ben Nisanel. Perhaps we can add to that remez. Hashem says to Moshe, Al Tiroi, say, don't be afraid of him. Why should you be afraid of him? Al Tira Oisai is Begamatria Shimon ben Nesanel. Shimon ben Nesanel, what was his midah? This week's Perkei Avos. What does it say in this week's Perkei Avos? Chamisha Talmidim Hoyel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel. What was his attribute? What was he known for? Yirei Chet. Shimon ben Nesanel is Yirei Chet. The five Talmidim, each of them had their own specialty, and then the Mishnah goes, most of this parrot, by the way, 10 Mishnayos at least, is about these five Talmidim. First the Mishnah says that there were five Talmidim, then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai praises each one of these five Talmidim, then it says who was considered greater, and then it says that he asked each of them to go out into the world and come back and give him an answer of what the best path a person should take in this world, what's the Derech Tov, and then what's the Derech Ra. Then the Mishnayos afterwards discuss what every one of these five Talmidim, three sayings that every one of these five Talmidim said, which means a good portion of Perek Sheni of Pirkei Avos is about the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, with one of them being Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel, a nitzitz of Oig Melech HaBoshan, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Oig. He's afraid of Oig because in him is Shimon ben Nesanel, the Yirei Chet. Meaning, the way to combat Oig is through Yira, through fear. Through Sur Meira. Yirei Chet is a Sur Meira. Oig Melech HaBoshan corresponds to Golus Yishmael. Golus Yishmael, what now are the Yishmaelim doing in the world? They're instilling fear. This is all fear. Terror is fear. And a lot of it could just be it's just fear. That's what it is. Reb Tzadik brings down that most of Melchemes Goyim Magog is just going to be pachad. It's just fear. That's all it is. But it's not reality. A lot of times it's not. Sometimes it is. But we're afraid. There's a lot of pachad. We're very worried, we're very nervous, we don't know what's going to be. There's pachad. How do you counter the pachad? How do we get rid of the fear? By being Yirei Chet. Yes, we should be afraid. We're not afraid of him, we should be afraid of Hashem. If we are Yirei Chet, there's nothing else to be afraid of. If we're afraid of Hashem, like Yosef says, Eswa Elokim, Ani Yorei, what's there to be worried about? That's the way to counter the fear that is being instilled now in this time, which Oig Melech HaBoshan, just looking at him, instilled fear in anyone. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of him. Yes, it's because of the schus that he had. But Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid also of the nitzitz that exists inside Oig Melech HaBoshan, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel. And perhaps the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai correspond to the five Goliyos, with Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel being the one that corresponds to the time we're in now. And being he is the Yirei Chet, meaning the way one can counter, the way one can fight Golus Yishmael is through being a Yirei Chet, through Sur Meira. And it's interesting too, if we look at the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel is quoted to have said in this parak, is Heve Zohir B'Kriyat Shema Uvitfila, says Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel. As we said, every one of these five are quoted here with different passages. Rabbi Shimon says Heve Zohir B'Kriyat Shema Uvitfila, and that your person should utilize davening, it should be tachanunim lefnei hamakim, and then he ends off, al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmecha, do not be a rasha in your eyes. What does he have? What's the connection? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel is talking about our time, where people have fallen, where people are depressed, where people feel like we don't deserve anything. Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel is saying, al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmecha, don't consider yourself a rasha, you're not a rasha. The fact that Hashem put us in such a generation means we have tremendous koiches. We should be nizhar and kriyashman tefillah. Tefillah is the way out of this. Yishmael is Yishmael. It's only through Yishmael, through tefillah, that Hashem will listen, that Yishmael will be annihilated. We're going to get rid of Golus Yishmael through tefillah. Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel, therefore, the nitzitz of Oig Melech HaBoshan says, have a zohi b'kriyashma v'tefillah, corresponding to the Golus, the fifth Golus, in which we're going to suffer from Yira, from fear. That's why as we enter now the mazel of Aryeh, which is, Aryeh is the same letters as Yira, the way to counter, the way to fight Tisha B'Av, the way to transform the 9 days, besides of course the midah of Aaron HaKohen, which is Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, there has to be Sur Meira. And the one who was the Sur Meira was Menashe. Menashe is the Sur Meira. Nashani Elokim is Kol HaMoli. He's the Sur Meira. And therefore Menashe is Zaycha to the portion of land of Oig. The Pasuk here describes the kingdom of Oig here as follows. It says here in the Pasuk, Yoyeb ben Menashe takes Chevel Argrav, then it says, V'yeser ha-gilot v'chol ha-boshon mamleches Oig. The entire Boshon, which is the kingdom of Oig. Kol ha-boshon mamleches Oig. These four words. Abigamatria, ahafti ma'ayin beisecha. Ahafti ma'ayin beisecha refers to the Beis HaMikdash. These four words are also begematria chibas Yerushalayim, zecher Hashem chibas Yerushalayim. When we conquer Oig, we have our Beis Hamikdash back. We have the Ma'in Beisach. When we conquer Oig, we have Yerushalayim. When we conquer Oig, we have Simchas Chosan Vekala. Kol HaBoshan Amlechas Oig is begematria Mesameach Chosan Im Hakala. Tisha B'Av is the opposite. Tisha B'Av is the day when no chasnas can be performed. On Tisha B'Av, we were sort of divorced. It's the Geirishin, it's the Get. It's when Hashem exiles us from Eretz Yisrael. He no longer considers us his bride. But in the future, Tisha B'Av is going to be the yomtiv of Misameach Chosan V'Kala. Tisha B'Av is going to be the day that once again we will be reunited with Hashem as husband and wife. As hinted in these words, Kol HaBoshan Mamlechas Oig. Therefore, this is always read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. The Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, called Shabbos Chazoin, says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshuva. Why is it called Chazoin? Chazoin means vision. So he says, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshuva says that in every year on Tisha B'Av, Hashem shows a vision to Klal Yisrael. He shows them the Bayis Hashlishi. It's the Shabbos that has in it the potential for the revelation of the Bayis Hashlishi. And the Bayis Hashlishi is connected to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day in which the Beis HaMikdash was concealed. It was Nignaz. The Kosh Samagid writes an interesting thing. This is what he says. He says it was never destroyed. It was just Nignaz. We think it was destroyed. He says it wasn't. It's there. It's just we don't see it. So says the Avodas Yisrael. Because you have to be on that level to say such a thing. But the Avodas Yisrael says that it was hidden from view. The Beis HaMikdash was hidden from view. And then it'll be revealed. That's what the way Rashi says in Gemara, but it'll come down from Shamayim, Bonu and Meshuchlal, that it won't have to be built. So you see that it's we're talking about something ruchniistic. Where do we find at the beginning of Chumash, as we mentioned many times, that the good was hidden, as Ha'or Ki Toiv, the hidden light that was hidden at the beginning of creation, that the hidden light that was put away for the future, it was concealed, it was taken away from the world, that gave room for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's the first time it ever says Tess in Chumash in the word Toiv, where Tisha B'Av is hinted. Shimon, who was the one the most responsible, as we mentioned, in Chet Mechiras Yosef. Shimon, who was the one who was responsible for the sin. Shimon was a Sur Meira. Shimon was a very, very tough individual, but spiritually he was tough because he couldn't stand to see Oyave Hashem Sinu Ra. It's interesting. And Yosef was the same way. And so Elokim Ani Yorei. You see many times throughout history that tzaddikim that are very similar to each other, somehow they opposed each other. They were the same brand. They both really served Hashem the same way, but for some reason there was a hisnagdus that one had to the other. And Yosef and Shimon are very similar. They're both Yerei Hashem, they're both of the Midah of Gevura, the Midah of Shammai. They both can't tolerate evil. Yosef, therefore, believes that Menashe is first. Sur Meira must come before Asay Toiv. And as we said last week, Menashe is the tikkun for Shimon. Ephraim and Menashe, ki Reuven v'Shimon yihyuli. So Ephraim is Misakein Reuven, and Menashe is Misakein Shimon, which Shimon is Menachem of. And since Shimon, Menachem of, is the month in which we lost the Beis HaMikdash, which the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum of Yira, as Avraham Avinu said by the Akeid, Vayikra Eshem HaMokum Hu Hashem Yira Asher Ye Omer Behar Hashem Ye Roe, Ye Roe, Oisyes Arye, Arib Mistorim, as it says in Eicha. We lost the Beis HaMikdash because of our lack of Yira. We lacked in Yiras Shamayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Yira, Yira Sholei. And the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Makam of Yira, is dependent on Shleimus of HaYira in working on Sur Meira, which is Yira, especially as we enter the 9 days. Therefore, Shimon will be Zoicha that in his month will be the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because Shimon, as we mentioned, Shimon is the one who redeems Dina from captivity. Prior to the Maisa of Yosef, Shimon was the Poida, he was the Redeemer. Tzion b'mishpat tipoda, as it says at the end of this week's Haftarah. Tzion, Yerushalayim, will be redeemed. The first one to redeem was Shimon, who redeemed Dina from captivity. As Klal Yisrael now are in captivity, we will be redeemed. The month of Av was created with the letter Tes. the only one that has a tes in his stone on the Chayshen is Shimon. On the Chayshen, there are 12 stones, and every one of them has a different name. Ruvain is Odem, which is the ruby, diamond. And Shimon is Pitida, Pei Tes Dalet Hei, which is the letters Pada Tes, redeem the Tes, redeem the 9 days. The 9 days that are in Shimon's portion, the 9 days that are in Shimon's portion will be redeemed. Pitida is Pada Tes. There will be a Pidyon Shvuyim for the Chaydash of Shimon. And Shimon was the one who was Isaac in Pidyon Shvuyim. He was the one who redeems Dina. So he will be Zeicher that in his Chaydash the Geula will come. The Pidyon will take place. Shimon's bracha that he never really receives, because he's the only one who doesn't receive a bracha, not by Yaakov or Moshe Rabbeinu, is hinted in the bracha of Yehuda. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. And there Rashi brings down Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda is a hinted bracha to Shimon. And then Rashi quotes a pasuk in Yehoshua where it says that Shimon received his nachala in the portion of the land of Yehuda as well. He quotes the pasuk, Mechevel b'nei Yehuda, nachlas b'nei Shimon. That nachlas b'nei Shimon was in the chevel of b'nei Yehuda. It's also interesting, these words, kol ha-boshan mamleches oig, as we mentioned before, equal to chibas Yerushalayim and equal to ohavti ma'ayin b'yisecha, is also equal to these words, Mechevel b'nei Yehuda, nachlas b'nei Shimon. What's the idea? The idea is the B'nai Yisrael says that Shimon has to be connected to Yehuda. Shimon is Av, Yehuda is Nisan. Av has to be connected to Nisan. The first night of Pesach, we think about Tisha B'Av. That's why we eat the eggs, the hard-boiled eggs. By the Seder is to commemorate the Churb and Atbash, Aleph Tov, when the first day of Pesach is always the same day as Tisha B'Av. At the same time, on Tisha B'Av, we have to be thinking about Pesach. On Pesach, especially after the Seder, Mashiach didn't come yet, we are reminded of Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, we're thinking about Pesach. We're connecting Shimon to Yehuda. We're connecting Av to Nisan, the Chodesh HaGeula. It's known that many tzaddikim said that if Nisan passes and Mashiach didn't come, we wait for Av. We wait for Menachem Av, the Mazel Aryeh. But just like Yehuda is the Aryeh, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, the Mazel of Shimon is the Mazel of the Aryeh. There's still hope. Shimon can be connected to Yehuda. The Tikkun for Shimon is Menashe. Menashe is Mar Cheshvan, which Mar Cheshvan, the 8th month, is the Mazel Akrev, the scorpion. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Lo Hizik Nochosh VeAkrev BiYerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, the scorpion never caused any harm. Nochosh, the snake, is Esav, the scorpion is Yishmael, as it says in Sfarim. That in Yerushalayim, Esav and Yishmael should not enter. They don't belong there. Lo Hizik Nochosh VeAkrev BiYerushalayim. The Akrev is Yishmael. That's the mazel of Mar Cheshvan, the Chodesh of Menashe. Menashe, who's the Tikkun for Shimon. Menashe, who's the one who receives the portion of land of Og Melech HaBoshan. Nashani Elokim is Kol Amoli, the Avodah of Sur Meira. He will be first. Then, what Yosef wanted will be correct. Menashe will be before Ephraim. Sur Meira will be before Asay Toiv. That will be the Avodah of La'osid Lavu, and the Halacha will be like Beis Shammai. And Midas Hadin will prevail. As we enter the month of Menachem Av, we enter the 9 days, we enter the time of Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin, however, doesn't have to be negative. Midas Hadin can be actually the way it's going to be in the future. The world will be conducted up in Midas Hadin. Bereishis b'tchila olam b'machshava liberates us to olam Midas Hadin. It was originally supposed to be conducted al p'din. It's just that the world would not have survived. Lo asid lavu, it will. The halacha can't be like Beis Shammai today, but in the future it will be. Shimon ben Nisanel is a bechina of Beis Shammai. Shimon ben Nisanel is the Yerei Chet. Shimon ben Nisanel is the Nitzitz of Og Melech HaBoshan. And he's the one who says, Have a Zohir b'kriyashma u'b'tfila. A person should realize that tefila can accomplish everything, and that's the only thing that's going to help us. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, U'vadovar hazeh einchem maminim. What did he mean? U'vadovar hazeh badibur hazeh. You don't believe that you can accomplish just by talking, by davening. The Jews were scared. How are we going to conquer the 31 kings in Eretz Yisrael? And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, with the koyach of tefillah, you'll be able to conquer it. They didn't believe in that. And the name of this sedra is Devarim. Devarim is words. Words. It's words that are going to help us. It's the words that are going to save us. It's words that got us into this mess. It's words that are going to get us out of it. It's the Dibur Ra, it's the Lashon Hara that brought us into Golus. It's the Machloikis, the Diburei Machloikis, the lack of Zahiris in Dibur that caused the Golas. It's the Zahiris in Dibur and Diburei Torah Tefillah that will get us out of Golas. And particularly Tefillah. Shimon ben Isamah doesn't mention Torah, he mentions Tefillah. It seems that Golas Yishmael will only end through Tefillah. Golas Edom is Torah. That's what Rabbi Lozer in the Mishnah says in this week's Perek, and he's of the five Talmidim. He says, "Have a shakut lilmay Torah," because perhaps Rabbi Lozer corresponds to Edom, and Golas Edom, which Moshe Rabbeinu would says already was misaken that Moshe Rabbeinu conquers Sichain. Sichain is Edom. Moshe Rabbeinu's midah is Torah. Through Torah we can conquer Edom. That's Rabbi Lozer's shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel says, "No, have a zohir be kriyashma of a tefillah. Kriyashma, which is mesiras nefesh. Tefillah is davening." Davening is going to remove Yishmael. It's going to remove Oig. Oig Melech HaBashan. Oig is a circle. We find that davening was in a circle. Chayni HaMagol. Why was he called Magol? Because he made a circle. And he said, "I will not budge from this circle until you bring rain." If we would action Zechayim, we would also daven like that and say, "We're not going to budge from the circle until Hashem brings the Geula." If we really meant it. Because Klal Yisrael is an Am Kshei Oiref. If we really meant it, as Tzaddikim have already said, that if Hashem saw that we really meant and we really wanted it, He would give it to us. Ubikshu es Hashem aleihem v'yes David Malkum, as we say in Kiddush Levana, that you have to ask for it, you have to demand it, you have to ask for it, and show Hashem that you really want it, which is what Tefillah is all about. We should be zeichetaka that this Shabbos Chazayin, should be a very joyous Shabbos. It is a joyous Shabbos, because on Shabbos there's no Avelus, and on Shabbos you only see the Pnimius of these days. And the Pnimius of the 9 days are really Geula. These are really days of Geula, days of Tikkun, days of the ways of Sosain v'Simcha, which eventually these days are going to turn into. But during the week, we're not Zeicha yet to see it, because during the week we only see the Chitzainius, we only see the Pshat, and right now we're still in Golus, so we have to observe all the Halachos of Avelus that begin tonight. But on Shabbos there is no Avelus. On Shabbos we get to see the Pnimius, Vayechal Aleikim. There's no Midas Hadin on Shabbos. There's only Midas Harachamim. So on Shabbos we get to see what these days are really intended to be. And Shabbos Chazoin especially, which is the third of the 3 weeks, corresponding to Kadmoini of Keni, Knizi Kadmoini, corresponding to Esav, corresponding to the Gimel Moichin, that will be purified Bizman HaGa'ula, the three nations mentioned in this week's parasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the story and telling Klal Yisrael how because of the Meragim they can't enter these three countries. Then we will be entering these three countries corresponding to these three Shabbos of the 3 weeks. This Shabbos being the third, the final, the Shabbos right before the Ga'ula, the potential to be the Shabbos before the Ga'ula, because Tisha B'Av is Leidas Moshiach. Teisha Amos is B'gematria Uvolitzio and Goyal L'Shavei Tesha B'Yaakov, that the conquering of Oig and his bed and then all his paraphernalia is a remez to all Inyone Ga'ula, especially as we said, this coming year is Teisha, Tovshin Ayin, B'gematria V'yotza Chaitim B'gez Ayishai, Tovshin Ayin, the Shin Ayin is Yeshua, the Shin Ayin Nehoirin Kimavur in the Svar, and the Rashin Ayin, 370, 370 pathways of Yeshua. That's right. In the word Yeshua, you have Shin Ayin, Tav Shin Ayin. A whole new era is coming. We're finishing with the Samachs. We're entering the Ayin, the last few 2 months of the year of Motzei Shvius, and we're entering a year in which begins on a Shabbos. It's Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos. We should be Zeicha even before that already. That this year Tisha B'Av should be a Yom Tov. This Shabbos we should be rejoicing in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi immediately.